Hi, I'm Dimitri, and before I continue with my story, please like and subscribe to follow my journey. I'm a 28-year-old software developer, and what I'm about to share changed my life forever. Life was going pretty well for me. I had a sweet apartment in one of my dad's upscale buildings, a job that paid the bills and then some, and everything seemed perfect on the surface. But man, things can change real quick when family's involved. You've done so well for yourself, honey. My Aunt Elena was sitting across from me at our weekly coffee meetup. Your mom would be so proud. The mention of mom still hits hard. I lost her when I was 16. Cancer's a real bastard. Dad couldn't handle being alone for more than a year before Sarah came into the picture. I'm worried about you, Dimitri. Sarah's been asking a lot of questions about your lease agreement. What do you mean? Just be careful. She's not the angel your father thinks she is. Speaking of Sarah, she was already working her magic at the family dinner that weekend. Robert, darling, Madison's really struggling in that tiny room. You should see how cramped she is. My dad, totally wrapped around her finger, nodded along. It must be hard for her. Yeah, right. Madison, my 24-year-old stepsister, hadn't held down a job in 2 years, but somehow she always had the latest iPhone and designer bags. Maybe if she actually looked for work instead of shopping, I muttered. I've been trying, Madison's voice went up an octave. The job market is just so competitive right now. Sure, that's why you turned down that receptionist position last month. Later that night, I was venting to my best friend Marcus over beers. Your stepmom's playing chess while your dad's playing checkers, bro. Tell me about it. Did you hear she's been hinting about my apartment? Jessica, my girlfriend, joined us, sliding into the booth. That woman's got dollar signs in her eyes. How did you even end up with that place? Dad offered it to me 3 years ago when I started at Tech Corp. Said it would be a good investment for both of us. I pay market rent, everything above board. Something's not right, Jessica shook her head. Last week at the bank, I swear I saw Sarah arguing with someone about overdue payments. The conversation was interrupted by a text from Sarah. Dimitri, sweetie, could you help Madison with her car payment this month? Just until she finds something stable. Delete, I said, putting my phone away. I'm done being their ATM. Marcus raised his beer. To setting boundaries? If only it was that simple, I sighed. Dad's been different since Mom died. It's like Sarah's got some kind of hold on him. Just watch your back, Jessica squeezed my hand. That woman's got plans, and I don't think they include you keeping that sweet apartment of yours. Little did I know how right she was. The storm was coming, and I had no idea I was about to lose everything I thought was secure in my life. I knew something was wrong when Dad called me for an urgent family meeting. The moment I walked into their house, Sarah's smug face told me everything I needed to know. Son, we need to discuss your living situation. What about it? I've never missed a payment. That's not the issue. Madison needs a place of her own, and your apartment would be perfect for her. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. Are you serious? I have a lease. Which I own, Dad snapped. I'm giving you 30 days notice. This is because of her, isn't it? I pointed at Sarah. She's been planning this. Don't you dare speak to her that way. Sarah's only thinking about what's best for the family. Best for the family? Dad, wake up. When was the last time Madison even went to a job interview? Sarah jumped in, her voice sickly sweet. She has one next week at... No, she doesn't. I pulled out my phone. I saw her TikTok yesterday, bragging about her upcoming 2-week vacation in Miami. With what money, Sarah? Dad's face turned red. That's enough. You're moving out, or I'll make sure you regret it. Something in his tone made me hit the record button on my phone. Is that a threat? Take it however you want. I've got connections in every tech company in this city. One word from me. You'd really do that to your own son? You're just like your mother, always playing the victim. The room went dead silent. Sarah's eyes gleamed with victory. I played it cool, even though my blood was boiling. Fine, I'll start packing. As I was leaving, Madison pranced in with shopping bags. Oh, Dimitri, did Daddy tell you the good news? I'm taking measurements tomorrow. I slammed the door so hard the windows rattled. That night, I couldn't sleep. Something about Dad's comment about Mom kept nagging at me. I called Aunt Elena. Elena, did Mom leave any inheritance? The silence on the other end was deafening. She left you everything, Dimitri. The insurance money, her investments. Robert was supposed to give it to you when you turned 25. My hands started shaking. How much? Close to $500,000. Please tell me he told you. I hung up and drove straight to Marcus's place. He opened the door to find me shaking with rage. They're already moving her stuff in, bro. Madison's interior decorator was there this morning. Before the 30 days? They think I'm just going to roll over and take it, but they don't know what I just found out. I played him the recording of Dad's threats, then told him about the inheritance. This isn't just about the apartment anymore, I said, pacing. My own father stole from me, and I bet Sarah knew all along. Marcus cracked his knuckles. So what's the plan? First, we document everything. Then, we make them regret ever messing with me. Looking back, that night was when I stopped being the good son. Sometimes you have to lose everything to realize who people really are. The next morning, I met Elena at her law office. She wasn't just my aunt anymore. She was my lawyer, and she was pissed. I've been looking through your mother's old files. Dimitri, that building isn't just your father's. Your mother owned half of it. What? How did we not know this? Because your father buried it, but he couldn't erase the county records. She spread out some documents. Look at the original deed. My hands were trembling as I read my mother's name. So legally. Legally, you own half that building, and there's more. I had my investigator look into Sarah's background. She pulled out another file. Meet Sarah Thompson Rodriguez Blake. She's been married twice before your father. Both times to wealthy men, both times ending in financial disasters for her ex-husbands. Holy shit. My phone buzzed. It was Marcus. Bro, you need to see this. I've been digging through public records. Your dad's other properties? There are complaints, lawsuits, health code violations. Send everything to Elena. Later that day, Jessica called me at work. Baby, you won't believe what I found. Sarah tried to take out a massive loan last week. It got flagged because she's already drowning in debt. We're talking hundreds of thousands. Does my dad know? No way. She used her previous married names on different applications. It's classic credit fraud. I moved into a new place, actually a much nicer apartment in a competing building, but kept sending rent checks to Dad's company. Elena said it would look better in court. Then came the bombshell. My phone rang during dinner. Remember Mrs. Peterson from the building? Marcus's voice was excited. I just talked to her. Sarah's been collecting extra maintenance fees from elderly tenants, in cash. Can she prove it? She's got receipts, and they're not in your dad's company letterhead. Five other tenants have the same story. I forwarded everything to Elena. She called back within an hour. The pieces are falling into place. Your father's been mismanaging the properties. Sarah's running a scam on the tenants, and Madison, well, someone's been cashing unemployment checks while posting about their Miami shopping sprees on Instagram. So, what's our next move? We file tomorrow, but not just for your share of the building. We're going after everything. The hidden inheritance, the insurance money, damages for the threats to your career. And once we file, those tenants can come forward with their complaints. Will it work? Oh, it'll work. Your father thinks he's untouchable because he knows people, but he forgot that your mother knew people too. And I've been practicing law in this city for 20 years. I hung up and looked around my new apartment. The view was better here, but that wasn't what made me smile. For the first time since this mess started, I felt in control. Game on, Sarah, I muttered. Let's see how you handle losing everything for a change. The day of the court decision changed everything. Elena's preparation was flawless, and the judge's face said it all. In light of the evidence presented, ownership of the property shall be split according to the original deed. Dad's face turned ash white. Sarah started her crocodile tears, but nobody was buying it anymore. Furthermore, given the serious nature of the financial mismanagement allegations, I'm ordering a full audit of all properties under Robert Blake's management. Outside the courthouse, Dad tried approaching me. Son, we can work this out. Like you worked out Mom's inheritance? Save it. The audit was brutal. tenant after tenant came forward with stories of Sarah's cash schemes. The property management board launched an investigation, and Dad's empire started crumbling. Then Sarah's house of cards collapsed. Her creditors finally caught up with her, all of them. I was at the coffee shop across from Dad's house when it happened. "You can't just show up here," Sarah was screaming at the repo men taking her BMW. "Ma'am, we have court orders for several defaulted loans." Madison came running out. "Mom, the bank just called. They're freezing all our accounts." I took my share of the building and started fresh. Within a year, Blake and Associates Property Management was handling three major developments. Turns out treating tenants with respect is actually good for business. 2 years later, I was in my office. That night, looking out from my penthouse office at the city lights, I thought about everything that happened. The apartment they tried to take from me? I own the whole building now. That threat to ruin my career? My company just won Property Management Firm of the Year. Sometimes people mistake kindness for weakness. They push and push until you have no choice but to push back. When that happens, you don't just push, you knock down their whole damn house of cards. Sure, they say success is the best revenge, but watching karma hit your enemies like a freight train? That's pretty satisfying too. What would you do if you discovered your parent had hidden your inheritance money for years while favoring your step-sibling? Would you take legal action against your own father? Or try to preserve the family relationship despite the betrayal? Share your thoughts in the comments. I want to hear your perspective on dealing with toxic family members and whether blood ties should outweigh personal betrayal. If you enjoyed this story of justice and karma, hit that like button and subscribe for more real stories about standing up to family manipulation. Your support helps this channel grow,